Let's walk around the village. I want to see what it's like here.
If that fog turns out to be a giant jellyfish, then what?
Ow! Ow! And those things can sting!
Oh, Dominique, don't worry. It's not going to eat you.
How do you know?
It'll eat us, and then use you as a toothpick.
Oh, your skinny jokes are so clever.
Jack, if we have to leave, can we sail out of here tonight?
I'd rather not.
Why don't we leave now?
Don't you want to see what's here?
Oh, she doesn't want to wind up as a toothpick.
Oh, Jack.
All right, look. If this fog is as weird as Mojo feels it is, we'll just retreat to the boat.
We don't want to get separated.
Well, I just happen to have come prepared. See what I have here.
Are those the walkie-talkies we had on the Ghost Island?
All powered up and ready to go.
Ah. Well, look, why don't we just split up? Claudine and I will check out this end of town, and you and Dominique can check out the other end.
Sounds good.
But keep in contact, all right?
Will do.
Yeah, we'll see you later.
You know, I'm beginning to feel maybe we should have sat out of here before it got dark.
Because the monster may get you?
Listen, I don't want to fool with it, not if it can fool with me.
Are you afraid of your shadow, Mojo?
If I've learned anything is never turn your back on your shadow.
Or are you afraid of the monster that may be lurking within the Mojo?
I know. You're just trying to get even because I was making fun of you when you were so scared back on the Ghost Island.
You were very crude.
I didn't mean to be.
But you were.
I couldn't resist.
I was very hurt.
Well, okay, I'm sorry about that.
Is that an apology?
Yes, it is.
Well then, your apology, I do not accept.
What do I have to do?
Grovel.
What?
Let me see you grovel.
Oh, man.
Come on, grovel. Don't you know how to grovel?
My mama used to say, Mojo, your ancestors did enough groveling, so don't you ever grovel.
You're forgiven.
Mojo.
I'm here.
See anything odd?
I've never been here before, so I don't know what's odd and what's not.
I mean, have you sensed anything?
I got the feeling people here are anticipating, expecting something.
Have you noticed that there are people who are dressed rather, you know, retro?
Dressed retro?
Yeah, sort of 40s fashion.
I wondered about that. I didn't notice it earlier.
There's a cafe across the street. I'm going to find someone to talk to.
Who was that?
I guess we're stopping at a cafe.
Okay, keep in touch. I'll check in later. Ciao.
Salut.
Claudine, Mojo has the feeling people are anticipating something. Do you feel anything is wrong?
It's not that I feel something is wrong here. I feel something is wrong with me.
Oh. Do you want to leave?
No. Why would I want to leave?
Well, I thought you weren't feeling well.
That is not what I said.
Okay.
Oh, Jack. I'm sorry. I'm all right.
You're sure?
Yes. Oh, there's a bookshop. Let's see what they have.
Johnny Sevens, The Private Eye. New and used books and DVDs.
Have you worked here long?
Less than a year.
You're from the States?
That's right.
Where?
Chicago. I'll get you drinks.
This seems like a nice place to live.
But something isn't right.
Maybe this is paradise. And we're so jaded, we can't see it.
Is this paradise?
Well, if you find a nice place with nice weather, nice people, and they're happy, man, that's paradise.
Mojo, are you forgetting that this place has a monster?
Here you go, iced tea and your cappuccino.
What is your name?
Danny.
What do you do here at night?
I play.
What do you play?
I play at having fun.
I've been noticing people showing up all dressed like out of some other time.
It cools down at night and people like to dress up.
But why do they look like they stepped out of some 1940s movie?
Stay around. You'll see. If you need anything more, just wave.
Stay around. You'll see? What will we see?
I guess we'll see.
Looking for something special?
Oh, no, just browsing.
I'm Johnny. Johnny Seven.
Jack Flanders. Good to meet you.
Are all the books you have only detective stories?
Crime, mystery, cops and robbers, spies and swindlers, heists and scams, gamblers and gold diggers, and suckers waiting to be fleeced.
Is there much of a demand for that here?
There is.
And you rent videos too?
That's right. I got the best selection in the Caribbean and in the Caribbean.
Jack, have you seen what they have here?
No. Let's see. Wow. I have never seen such a complete collection of film noir.
Are they all in black and white?
Just about all. That's how they made them.
Without color?
No color, but beautiful shadows and light.
You know, I didn't know they had re-released so many of these old 40s and 50s film noir.
They're a favorite around here.
Apparently.
Do you not carry other films?
Like what?
Les Enfants Terribles.
No, nothing like that.
Oh, that's a great film.
And it is black and white.
Yeah. But I got Laid Dead End Kids.
Laid Dead End Kids?
I think that is not the same as Les Enfants Terribles.
Suit yourself, sister.
Sister? He called me sister.
Well, Mr. Seven is speaking in the vernacular of the idiom.
Sister.
Well, at least he didn't call you doll.
Do I look like a doll?
Depends.
Well, this doll is ready to leave.
Whatever you say, sweetheart.
Jack, you there?
Oh, hang on. It's Mojo. Yeah, what's up?
The fog is just starting to creep in.
Anything happening?
Not that I can tell, but it's kind of strange stuff.
What do you mean?
It just feels a little different. Where are you?
Claudine and I are in a bookstore. It's called The Private Eye. And the proprietor's name is, are you ready? Johnny Seven.
Johnny Seven?
Yeah. The bookstore is all mysteries, cops and robbers, hard-boiled detectives, that sort of thing. Where are you?
Well, we're sitting out here at a sidewalk cafe. The Fat Pink Pussycat.
Mojo, say that again.
The Fat Pink Pussycat? Why? Did I say it funny?
No.
I'm just imagining you leaning against a sign that actually says The Fat Pink Pussycat.
Yeah, well, it was Dominique that wanted to stop here, not me.
So, nothing's happening?
Well, it seemed like, you know, a normal kind of tourist place. And then I started noticing people seem a little distracted, like they were expecting something.
But there's really no change.
Well, Dominique got one of the waiters talking about living here. He wasn't saying much, but when the fog started creeping in, he started opening up.
I arrived here about 4 months ago. The first thing I noticed was, did you want anything else?
Oh, no. You were saying?
Oh, yeah, you asked about at night. Well, you know, it's a black and white world.
All shadows and light?
Yeah, that's it.
What happens when the fog comes in?
Everything happens.
What is everything?
It's like you're on fire, but you can't see the flames.
Why can't you?
Because you're not there.
You're somewhere else?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
It's like you wake up and you know you've been doing something, something special. And you got the marks to prove it, but you don't know what it is.
And what are the marks?
Marks are what's left after you communicate. You know what I mean?
No. But keep going.
It's a new reality.
And that is?
Well, you have to know the old to recognize the new.
And the old was?
The old was, we lined it up the way we expected to see it, and then that's what we saw.
You saw what you expected to see.
That's right.
What was it you were lining up?
The marks.
And the marks are memory, thoughts, symbols, words, images?
Yep.
Oh. And the new reality is you don't line them up.
No beginning, no middle, no end.
And non-linear.
It's all just little shots, you know?
Snapshots.
Little shots stuck all over your mind. And then, if you think straight, you make stories. But if you just let it happen, the stories make you. You know what I'm saying?
The stories make you. You mean make your life?
Well, yeah. You know, the stories we tell ourselves shape our lives, right?
But when you don't make up stories...
You find yourself living in one.
But not your own?
Make up your own and you limit your life.
Limit your life to what you know.
You gotta relax. Let it happen.
But it's not your story.
It is if you're living it. I gotta go.
Catch you later.